Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Not today, thank you.
Hello, friend. It's nice to be back. Did you have a good weekend? I went to a supermarket. Not so unusual, perhaps. This was my first time since March. And God, it's different. God, it's good. No different. But, you know, fun to browse. You know, it's hard to browse with the online purchasing things. I don't even think that I was taking up deliveries. I wouldn't do that. We did the click and collect, which I feel is sort of okay. What I miss, though, is browsing. You know, you don't get to browse. And so it's fun. I went down every aisle probably twice. Just because I could, and I could look at all the things I didn't like and I didn't want, like tins of sardines. But, you know, extraordinary that new products have been launched in the intervening time. And you sort of think, gosh, there's a new brand, to me it's new, called Look What We Found! Exclamation mark. And they do sort of sachets of food. And I'm always slightly mistrustful of food that's delivered in the same system as an individual portion of pet food. You know what I mean? Is there's sort of plastic wallets of... It's a wallet of slop. Look what we found! The thing is, like earlier in the weekend, I was in the park. Spike was climbing a tree and I looked over and there was this big slobbering dog. It wasn't a pit bull, but it was something like that. And it had a tennis ball in its mouth and it was sort of trotting along, feeling very pleased with it. So, you know, those ones that are just like a torpedo of meat, like just all gristle and muscle, just hurtling about. Anyway, it's trotting along with this ball like that. And then drops the ball. This is quite near me. Drops the ball, and I think, oh wow, he's dropped. Oh, just to vomit, just blurts out this mess of vomit. Picks up the ball again with its now vomity mouth, presumably to go back to its owner, who will now pick it up, that ball, and throw it for Tinkerbell or whatever the hell that dog was called. And I look down at this horrible, foamy, mucoid mass of stuff. And what I'm going to say is it did not look wholly dissimilar to Look What We Found's lamb hot pot. Listen, you find something and it looks like lamb hot pot, don't scoop it up into a plastic wallet and say, look what we found. Looks like lamb hot pot. It's probably not lamb hot pot. Look what we found. You don't find food. Nobody wants a found food of all the foods as well. And it's not like, wow, that's a fresh one. Look what we went backpacking in Nepal. And we stayed with these monks. And they do this incredible dish called lamb hot pot. It's not like, look, what a discoveries. Sausage and mash. Fresh! God, this is a flavour revolution. Anyway, do you watch much American news? I quite like watching the American news. It's sort of like a fun soap opera break from real life over here. I mainly watch CNN. I like all the CNN shows. I watched all the New Day. That's sort of the first one that comes from Atlanta, presumably because property's cheaper. I don't know, not New York, but it's like the early breakfast show with these poor guys who are like, "Hey, good morning," and you're like, "Dude, you must have got up at like 2 o'clock." Right the way through, sort of late at night, you end up watching The Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. Only the logo, it's got like The Situation Room on the left. And then on the right, it says With Wolf Blitzer. So it looks like it's called the With Situation Wolf Room Blitzer, which sounds like one of those vacuum cleaners that they sell in the cheaper advertising slots around New Day. But I love them all. I love Anderson Cooper, especially when he gets the giggles. It's not very often. I like Erin Burnett with her show Out Front. They've all got to have a show, like all their shows have to have a name. So it's like Out Front with Erin Burnett. And you kind of think, sort of run out of the good ones, haven't you? Go there! Do that! Fingers on lips with Erin Burnett.
The With Situation Wolf Room Blitzer. I'm Wolf Blitzer. I do a show, then somebody else does a show, then I do another show. I'm going to go get all my blood swapped out.
Anyway, I love all of that, but most of all, I like Rachel Maddow. She's on MSNBC, and she's extraordinary. She sort of does these shows which are effectively monologues. She'll do a monologue that lasts for half an hour, and then she'll interview someone for 10 minutes, and then she'll say goodnight. And I saw her interviewed, I think, on Stephen Colbert's show. And he said, you know, how do you do that? And she said, I get into the office, I write 6,000 words, and then I read them out. And you think, God, doing that every day, and it's good, man. I mean, she gets $7 million a year. And I don't begrudge a cent of it. Well, why would I? I'm not paying for a cent of it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, she's really brilliant and it's really good journalism. I don't know if she was the one to break this story, but I heard it on her. There's a podcast. If you want to hear her podcast, it might be the easiest way to find it. You can find CNN and MSNBC and stuff, but just have a go on her podcast. It's really great. And this is where I heard about this story, but I know it's broken elsewhere. So there's a watchdog group in the States called Campaign for Accountability. And they filed a grievance, I think on Friday, against a lawyer. So this lawyer is working on President Donald Trump's re-election campaign, is listed as a lawyer on the campaign. This is all in Wisconsin that this is happening. But then on Tuesday of last week, this same lawyer, this is an attorney called Lane Ruland, went to the Wisconsin Elections Commission on Tuesday to deliver election paperwork for Kanye West. What? The same attorney, listed as being part of Trump's re-election campaign, is also doing the work to get Kanye West elected. So the Campaign for Accountability have said, well, you can't do that because you can't have both of them obtaining the office of president. Therefore, there's a conflict of interest there. If this lawyer is working in the interest of one candidate, they can't work in the interest of the other one, can they? It's like when people what's his name? The runs about a bit, Andy Peters, when he does a competition on GMB and he says, good luck. And you think, well, you can't say that to all of us because we can't all win. That lawyer's saying that to 2/3 of the candidates. So why would they be doing that? Why on earth would someone working for Trump be interested in Kanye West running for president? Why on earth would you want to split the black vote like that? Amazing, isn't it? It'll be very interesting to see what happens. I mean, this is, we've talked about Trump's thing that he's going to try and discredit the next election so that if he loses, he can still hang on to power, saying, oh, we need an investigation. And in the meantime, a steady pair of hands and all of that. Very interesting. It's going to be the weirdest, maddest election of all time. Absolutely cracker barrels. Americans, maybe we need to build like, oh no, because we're doing Brexit. I was thinking like a new Statue of Liberty. Give me your poor, tired, huddled masses. Anyway, that's more or less all I got for now. I'm sort of getting up to speed on the week. But there's a nice email here from Hannah. I say that. There might be some other bits. There's a nice email from Hannah who says, morning, Jake. Hope all is well with you and yours and the yappendages. Not my word. Not my word, but it is my appendage. My stepmom runs our local Oxfam bookshop. And while I was helping her sort out some donations this weekend, as well as an abundance of copies of Lee Hardleywell's Cry Yourself Thin. Oh, yes. Yes, the subnational bestseller. Lee Hardleywell's Cry Yourself Thin. We may have some more from Lee Hardleywell. We're hoping he's going to... he's had an accident, but he's fine. He's the fitness guru that we had last week. A somewhat fragile individual. Anyway, Hannah goes on. We came across some other books published by Brazel Books. Yes, Cry Yourself Thin, of course, is a Brazel publication. Found these. The classic self-help book for vegans, Who Moved My Tofu? That's funny. It's just that no one's ever going to move your tofu, are they? They should, though. Oh, my God. Just freeze it. Always freeze your tofu. You know, the stuff you buy from... Don't buy the stuff in, like, Tetra Paks that's, like, silken tofu that's on the shelf with all the kind of world foods ingredients. Don't buy that. Go to the refrigerated section and buy the cauldron tofu. It's in a little plastic tray. Open it. Take out the tofu, throw away the water, and then freeze the tofu. You just put it in a takeaway container. Take it out, then thaw it. You can do like 2.5 minutes on each side in the microwave. That will do. Wring out the water. Then either marinate it or fry it in a reasonable amount of oil. And it will go crispy and chewy and taste completely unlike that kind of flabby cardboard thing. Okay? Trust me on this. It's really good with buffalo wing sauce. That's all I'm going to say. other publications. The internationally renowned relationship books, Men Are From Bedford and Women From Milton Keynes. Oh. And He's Just Not That Into Your Satan. Oh, he would be, though. Trust me. And also the well-respected guide, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Podcast Makers. I might need that book. After all that work, we had to revive ourselves with a cup of tea and a Jaffa cake. Take care and stay safe. Hannah, thanks very much. If you've got any charity bookshop titles, charity shop book titles, do share them with me. It's nottoday@swanburst.com. Is that right? Yes, it is. And also at nottodaypod on Twitter. I was very momentarily on autopilot there because I was looking at this amazing article saying it's really hard to find love. Lockdown's one thing, but how do you go dating when you believe in a flat earth? Julie sent me this. Thanks, Julie, saying it's quite hard to find a partner. And they're talking about how hard it might be to have a partner who's a glober. Come on. They said there was a great line about... this person says it's quite hard to reconcile your relationship with a flat earth belief. The paradigm shift is too great. This guy called Sargent, who's a flat earther, says, we're not talking about whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or vegan or not vegan. This is way, way bigger than that. Yes, it's globular. I don't know. I just... oh, you poor people. It's bad, man. People laugh at flat earthers. And I sort of enjoyed going, ho, 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 look at the funny flat earthers. And then I sort of realized I'm sort of complicit in a society that's failed these people. I saw an interesting seminar once where of scientists who had this convention, this little meeting to sort of talk about a conference to say, what do we do about flat earthers? And, you know, some people were doing jokes and stuff and saying, oh, these people. And somebody finally said, as scientists, we need to look at, we've let these people down. If they believe in flat earth more than all the empirical evidence we've shown them, what are we doing wrong? How are we failing these people? And it's true. You can't, you know, there's something really bad. This is like criminal societal negligence if we're allowing these people to get into this place where they believe in 5G masks being mind control and there being no such thing as coronavirus and the masks being about social control and that there's a flat earth. We failed them. I don't know what we do about that. It's Monday. We don't have to worry about that right now. Oh, finally. I watched on Netflix this show called Tiny Creatures. Oh, man. Don't watch that show. I put it like, so they had a montage, you know, the little trailer kind of going, tiny creatures in their lives, blah, blah, blah. And it's like cute little rodent-y mouselets running about and stuff. And, you know, there was a shot of a duckling. I saw the duckling. I was like, I'm in. Started watching it and Jesus. I mean, all nature programs, I understand, are basically snuff movies. And I understand that people really get off on that, but this is like a dramatized narrative. So, I mean, which is, you know, that's a standard old thing of like David Attenborough saying, you know,
the ibex escapes to live another day.
Or whatever, you know, but, and the carnivores never get a look in, do they? But this one, like, it's insane. They've got this thing, it's called a kangaroo rat, I think. It's very cute. It's like a little mouse, but with sort of very long right-angled legs at the back. Adorable little thing with whiskers. And you're like, why hasn't Pixar picked up on these? But then they've got it sort of trotting about in the desert, and suddenly there's a flipping rattlesnake. And the mother leaps in front of the rattlesnake to save her baby's life. And you're like, what? And there's literally like a shot of this kangaroo rat baby boy who, like, watching. And like you can almost see the reflection in its eyes. It's like this slow move in. It's horrendous. And they were like, this is absolutely a constructed narrative. They said, we wanted to combine the aesthetics of planet Earth with the storytelling of Pixar. And it's like, it's just a snuff movie. For God's sake. Apparently they used some digital editing to make it look like the snake was in the same container as the kangaroo rats. But I'm not down with it. We watched about 5 minutes and I sort of looked at Spike's shoulders in front of me. I was like, no, we're going to watch Nailed It now. Go and watch Nailed It. That's it from the podcast for today. Thanks very much indeed for being here. Appreciate it. Stay cool out there. And we'll be back with more stuff tomorrow. I'm going to try and get some good guests for this week. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.